Hello, I am Shannon Norris. We're here at New Mexico State University with Ms. Kim O'Byrne and Mr. Doug Cometti from Mayfield High School. Today we're going to talk about their FFA program and their agricultural education classroom here in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Both of you have been in the profession for years. So throughout the 8 years that you've had Mayfield as an FFA chapter, what can you say has been some of the biggest learning experiences that you've had from beginning all the way to where you are today?
From beginning to end, it's all been a learning experience. I think that's the neat part about it, though. It's you have to start somewhere. And I can truly say that you make a lot of mistakes those first couple of years, but you learn from those and you grow from those. And then the next year you do something different and you don't make those mistakes. It's been really good.
So in terms of some of your core principles as FFA advisors, what are each one of your different strengths for making an FFA program work?
I would say my strength is Kim and our program.
And I'd say my strength is Doug and our program. It's easy to work with Doug because he's better at certain things. Like he's teaching ag mech and he works with the animals and he does some of those things. And I work with kids on like leadership things and more the agri-science stuff. And, but I think our strength in all honesty is that we always have the kids first and foremost. And he knows that if it needs to be done, if he can't get to it, I will, and vice versa. So I think it's because we've decided to become a team.
So the FFA mission statement is to develop students' potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success. What does that kind of look like for you from a classroom standpoint when you're interacting with your high school students?
Well, I think the biggest thing is exposing kids to stuff they're not exposed to in other classes. I mean, we have a lot of kids that think they know what they want to do, or we have a lot of kids that don't have an idea. So, I mean, we can expose them to all of these different areas that we teach under FFA and ag education, and they get out there and they kind of have an idea what they want to do before they ever get there.
And one of the things that I think is neat about our job is we get to take these kids in. They come in, they may be really shy when they come in as a little freshman, and you get 4 years to work with them and you get to help them develop and grow into these amazing individuals who have so much talent. They come in thinking they can't do something or they don't know what they want to do. And then they find their niche and they take off and go. And that's the really rewarding part of our job.
Looking back on that experience of the premier leadership side of it, giving students opportunities that they might not have had a chance to do in a different class, what is it about FFA and agricultural education that makes that classroom so much different than any other subject taught in a high school?
I think it's that we get to spend so much time with those kids. They don't get that time in any other class that they have during their high school career. I mean, we get to know them on a personal level. I mean, we have a lot of students that if they have a major thing going on in their life, we're actually the first people to know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can kind of foster that.
Sometimes we get to offer them things that they've never done anywhere else. We've taken kids on some of them have never been out of Las Cruces or wherever we're teaching in, and we've taken them across 11 states to go to national convention, or we've taken them on their very first plane ride, or we've taken them to do their very first frog gigging. I mean, we've taken them on a lot of different things that we, you know, that they've never experienced anywhere else. So I think just the camaraderie and the companionship, I think that makes it almost like a family.
So shifting gears a little and going to our three-component model of agricultural education instruction in the classroom, supervised agricultural experience program, and the leadership side, what does that three-component model look like actually in practice in an FFA classroom?
And that is tough. It really is. It's one of those things that's really important. So basically what we're doing is we're teaching in the classroom. We don't coach teams in the classroom. We don't practice for CDEs. We do that outside of the classroom. But everything that they're learning in that curriculum helps them be able to do better in their actual CDEs. So then one of the things that we're really going to work on, particularly this year, is trying to expand some SAE programs to look a little differently, because I think Unfortunately, we all kind of have a little bit of a mindset that it's either raising livestock or it's placement. And there are a lot of really good SAEs out there that we need to look at and look at how we can expand those and kind of change them up. So we have different clientele now, and we need to make sure that we have the right agricultural career interests in mind so that we can help those kids develop.
We have a student now that has a guide dog, and she's getting a lot better, but she was very bashful, very much to herself, but she didn't really interact with the other kids and everything. And you can really see a change in her now with a guide dog. I mean, she lives with that dog 24/7, and it's just really neat to watch the whole progression of how she has changed with her attitude, her demeanor, her interaction with other kids, just by having a dog in her life.
I had a young lady graduate this last year that has over 50,000 hours of community service. Where else can you offer that much community service and provide a service to your community and give back? They're learning animal care, animal husbandry. We get to have them with us 24/7, where with a livestock program, you leave them at home and, you know, you work with them and everything. These kids have them for 24 hours a day, day in, day out, for 15 months at a time. To me, it was one of those things where we were looking at an opportunity to give back to our community, to teach our kids about animals and animal husbandry, and be able to do it all the time, and for the kids to really make a difference in the world they live in. And it has. It has been, without a doubt, one of the most phenomenal things that I've been able to do with my FFA kids, because it gives those kids who might not be involved any other way an opportunity to be a part of something. And I think that's what we're all about, is trying to find a niche where we get everybody involved.
So if you were to look back on your teaching career, what has been one of the most, or an example of your most inspirational story that a student has taught you from a student to teacher perspective?
Only one. I mean, literally, I feel like I have hundreds of them. I mean, we've had kids who've worked really hard and who've gone on to the national level, who've done really well. We have our two first American degrees at Mayfield High School. That's been awesome. We've had state degrees. We've had proficiency winners. But I think probably one of the most inspiring students I ever worked with was an individual who was blind. And even in spite of that, she got involved. She went to two national contests, qualified at state in two national contests. She went to nationals in land, and she went to nationals in floriculture. And there were a lot of obstacles, obviously, to get her to nationals, but she worked and overcame every single one of them. We found a way, and she would overcome those and work. She worked diligently and was a success at everything she undertook.
I was actually the one that took her into the national contest, and the person that was in charge of the national contest was very resistant because, you know, I was trying to tell him of the modifications and everything that she would need in order to compete in the contest. During the awards banquet for the contest, he actually commended her. And so that was really, really awesome. But we've had kids that come from broken homes.
Don't speak English,
all kinds of stuff. And you see these kids and, you know, we see them now and it's like, oh my gosh.
Totally different kid. Yes. We had one kid who, and he actually learned how to speak English by going on judging trips.
Exactly.
With us. And the kids worked with him, and we told him, so he would come in and we would show him a little bit of how, this is how you do this. And he didn't necessarily know how to communicate it in English, but he learned really quick. He ended up coming over here, going through New Mexico State University, getting a degree, doing really well. So those are the kind of stories that make it fun for us. Those will be those things that we keep filed back in the back of our head that's like, this is why we do our job.
To add just kind of one final thought of shameless plug for FFA in terms of getting people motivated about this wonderful organization, what would be your final push for getting people involved in FFA?
I think there's still a little bit of a stigma about what an FFA member looks like. And I'm telling you, FFA, I think, should be mandatory for everybody across the board, because we don't know, you know, anymore. You have a lot of negative feedback coming from people who are so far removed from our food and fiber source. I mean, it's been years. They don't understand how it's produced and what goes into it. They don't have that knowledge. I think they need to have that knowledge. You're going to learn about where your food and fiber comes from because you need to be an informed consumer and an informed voter. So when it comes time for policymaking, you know what you're talking about. That's what we tell the kids all the time. You may not be involved in production agriculture, but you need it every day of your life. You may need a lawyer once in a while. You may need a doctor once in a while, but every single day of your life, you use agriculture. So it needs to be mandatory.
What about you, Mr. Cometti?
You know, FFA is a life-changing thing. It's changed my life. It's unbelievable. Whether you work in agriculture, you don't want to work in agriculture, it's still going to change your life. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the opportunities, the things that you're going to learn, the people that you're going to meet. If every program and every school had the same philosophy and everything else as FFA, oh my gosh, think what the world would be like.